Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the great, great, great Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, involving the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget to everybody working on the Third Watch, we want to thank you for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from sunny, at least I think it is, sunny California, we've got the one and only, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain. Hello, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. California, sunshine person that you are. And by the way, it is a balmy, and I mean balmy, 73 degrees right now, and partly cloudy right here at the end of the airport runway in Tampa.
Well, we are envious of you tonight, Captain, because we're still at 53 degrees here tonight.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's going to cool down from there, too, as we go through the next few days.
We're going to get a cool weekend one of the days there, maybe Saturday or Sunday. But anyway, it is what it is. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of America.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
Indivisible.
With liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, tonight we start the show with some interesting news. But before I get to the news, I want to talk about Joe Biden and how I believe his moral compass is broken, and I'll explain. First of all, Iran got much more than they could expect, much more, bragged Vladimir Putin's negotiator to the talks to reinstate Barack Obama's Iran deal. Not only did Russia deliver a better deal for the Iranian terrorist financing theocrats, but Mikhail Yulianov bragged that China got in on the act, too. Our Chinese friends were also very efficient and useful as co-negotiators, so said the negotiator. How about that so far?
Yeah, that is really something, yeah.
Now, how is this good news in any way for the U.S.? Well, it's not, because either Biden is so desperate for a foreign policy win or he wants access to more foreign sources of oil in order to avoid the strategic benefit of expanded American production, which is going to sink his party's reelection bid in November of this year. You agree with that?
Absolutely, yes.
Now, the latter potential would explain Biden's disgraceful wooing of Nicolas Maduro, too, the same Venezuelan dictator who has held six American oil executives on trumped-up charges for 4 years. And by the way, late yesterday, he released two of them.
Right, right.
You saw that?
I did, yes.
So the moral compass of the Biden administration badly needs recalibration and a little morality put into it, too. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, absolutely. Very cool, Captain.
Well, I thought about that, and the more I thought about it, I said, well, you know, geez, I got to say this, because the guy is Looney Tunes when it comes to what's going on, especially yesterday, again, he came out with a huge, huge lie, okay? He said, we're in the middle of a crushing inflation with rising gas prices skyrocketing higher because of the instability of the war between Russia and Ukraine. Now, he's still blaming Russia and Putin for the high oil prices when it all started under his administration when he walked in the door in November of 2021.
Exactly right, Captain. Yeah, they wasted no time earlier yesterday trying to create a new enemy for the American people, and that would be the oil companies and Vladimir Putin and so forth. And I think it was even referred to as Putin's price hike, basically. So this is a way of trying to create a new message, a new narrative about why the prices were so high to begin with. And they're happy as clams, Captain, to try to blame it on somebody else and try to get themselves out of the genesis of it all.
We are not stupid, and we know where it starts. It starts right with Joe Biden. We can be more energy independent. We know that. And we were under President Donald Trump. We know that. And now we see how vital that independence was. We never should have increased the reliance on Russia to begin with, which happened under Joe Biden, not Donald Trump.
Well, of course. And it's a national security issue, energy. We shouldn't have to be beholden to Iran or any other country that doesn't like us or has designs, in order to make us weaker. We need to be able to be strong. Otherwise, our foreign policy, just like we're seeing right now, is going to be really affected by it.
Yeah, but now we have Iran who's going to sell us oil. And, of course, they're the ones that wish us dead, and we're going to prop up their government. We're also going to prop up Venezuela. You know, what kind of sense does this make? Well, not much. We'll talk about it when we come back, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I'm the captain, and I'm talking to the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. We will be right back. Don't go nowhere. No how. This guy here on the radio, Virgidio, is going to take us to break.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there. Come on now.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer?
Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okie dokie, we are back on the Captain's America Third Watch. And before I get back to the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, I want to remind everybody about MyPillow.com and Mike Lindell, a great patriotic American. Now, I was talking to Dawn yesterday, his administrative assistant, and she was telling me that everything is on sale again, and it's going to stay that way until Mike Lindell says something different over at MyPillow.com. So if you go over there and take a look inside the Radio Listener Specials page, which is right there off the homepage. You'll see it. It says Radio Listener Specials. You double-click on that, and boom, you go into a room, and you get at least 150 or more items there that are all drastically marked down. What you'll be able to do is buy anything that's in there. Now, you'll get as much as 75% off or get a buy one, get one on some of the deals in there, but you always will need a product code. The product code you'll need will be mine, Captain. Yep, Captain. Use that one word, easy to remember, Captain, and you'll save a bunch of money in the MyPillow.com website. Now, if you want to speak to a person, if you have any questions, or if you want to do your business on the phone instead of the computer, you can call 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And don't forget to tell them the promo code you have is Captain. That opens the door. That saves you a bunch of money. You're in like Flynn. And away you go. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So anyway, Biden yesterday banned all oil and gas purchases from Russia, effective immediately after he blamed Putin and he blamed the Russians and the war in Ukraine for all these high prices, not telling the truth about the fact that he was the one that started jacking things up by stopping oil production in Alaska and on different leases that they had. Because I heard something that, what's-her-face said, Psaki, Jen Psaki.
Psaki, yeah.
Yeah, and she tossed out there that, well, they have all these leases on the oil land that never were used, so therefore they're not drilling to their ability, this, that, and the other. Well, they stopped issuing permits.
Well, yes, and also they make it so onerous, Captain, to pay for, you know, going in to drill in any of these different places now. And so this is just more of a smokescreen coming from the White House. They're trying to make people think that they did not do this on purpose day one of the administration. And so, yes, you know, 4 out of 5 Americans, according to the polls that we're seeing, support cutting off Russian oil. That's good, and that's fine. But, you know, did the Biden administration just do this because now it's in the polls? I mean, why wouldn't they have done this before? I mean, it's just watching them. It's amateur hour in Washington. It's just terrible.
Well, we'll close this out by using Joe Biden's own words. He said, and I quote, "It's simply not true that my administration or policies thereof are holding back domestic energy production. It's simply not true." But when you take a look at Joe Biden in 2019, he said, and I quote, "I guarantee you we're going to end fossil fuel altogether."
Right. And so right now, Captain, of course, you know, part of this, and people are looking towards the oil companies now to be able to provide more oil in many, many respects. But make no mistake, the Democrat Party elite are there to try to take the oil companies down. They want to make you change to something else, even though it's not practical, even though it's really still a very, very long way off. And they get another victory out of this, and they have the ability to really control things even further than what they're trying to do right now. So just don't believe them about the fact that the oil companies are all bad, and they're going to gouge you. That was another thing the president talked about. You know, we will stand for no price gouging, stuff like that. It's like, wait a minute. What is he even talking about? This is a war that started before the war. Now it's being exacerbated by the war. He can make certain moves, but he's not doing it.
Well, Exxon and Chevron announced yesterday that they are increasing their oil production immediately. So that kind of throws a chink in the armor.
Well, exactly, yeah. So what they're talking about, I think, primarily is a place called the Permian Basin. This is in Texas.
Right.
And Chevron's going to increase 10%. That's going to mean another 60,000 barrels of oil per day, thereabouts. In the past, and Exxon also, I think, is pledging 25%. And in the past, when they increased that much, they were able to get about another 100,000 barrels of oil per day. But, yes, every little bit helps. And a lot of that's going to belie the president's and the administration's take, as it were, on the oil companies. People understand we need more oil. We need to lower the price. And I think they realize, Captain, that the administration has done nothing, really, in order to really help actual people who have to put actual gas in their actual gas tanks.
Well, they're trying to push the fact that we can all run right out and buy electric cars, right?
Well, that's right. And electric cars would cost about $57,000 at the very least, right? And then, of course, and some people may think, too, I'll be in the market, I'll get a used electric car, a used hybrid or something like that. But be careful. I'm just saying, check first to see whether or not you have to replace those batteries, because they can also cost literally thousands of dollars to replace the batteries.
They're so used for a reason.
Yes. Exactly right. And so in other words, it's not like a utopia that we're going to step into just because the Democrat messaging tells us about it. And this is another example, Captain, of why the Democrats completely believe that their messaging is all that matters. They don't have to worry about actually doing things. They just have to get people to say things. It's crazy.
Well, I said it yesterday when I added to the number of seats the Republicans are going to take in the House of Representatives, the Congress. The Senate, I think they're going to get control again. I just am not really sure in the number of seats whether it's going to be a one- or two-seat majority or a half-dozen-seat majority. But I'm absolutely positive, in lieu of what's going on, and with all the nonsense and the craziness that we've seen under Nancy Pelosi and company in the House of Representatives, that the Republicans are going to take back at least 50 seats.
Talk about this is a tsunami. This is a major catastrophe building, Captain, for the Democrats. What is, I think, very relevant here is to see how the Democrats behave, the Democrat Party elite, that is, how they behave, what they're going to try to tell you, the messaging that they'll have moving into the election season, as we're in now, of course, but as we get closer and closer, and, you know, it's going to be the sky is falling. And, you know, but, you know, to some degree, let them do that because nobody believes them anymore. The average American voter across the highways and byways, they've seen it for themselves, they know it with their own eyes, and they're not going to take it anymore.
Well, a Democratic senator from New Jersey, Bob Menendez, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee chairman, slammed the Biden administration's tentative outreach to Venezuelan's President Maduro, saying that the U.S. should not breathe new life into a reign of a man he called a cancer in our hemisphere. Couldn't agree more.
Well, of course, and it really does beg the question, Captain, what is it with these people in the Biden administration? What's going on in their minds?
They're socialists.
Once again, this
proves it.
Well, exactly. Why on earth would you go and try to build up a regime that's obviously caustic, that is toxic, that has, you know, no good things that can come out of this? But yet, here we go. And of course, the answer is very simple. It's right in front of our eyes. And, Captain, you've been telling the listeners this for so long, and that is, drill, baby, drill. It can be done. They're trying to make us all believe that
it was done.
No drilling. Yes, exactly. Well, it can be done again, obviously, but they're already hostile. And why go and build up mm-hmm. a regime like this? It's mm-hmm. completely wrong.
Twice in my lifetime, I've seen two presidents take the same situation we've got right now and turn it around in a matter of months, not a year or two, but in a matter of months. And the one that did it the fastest was Donald Trump, because he just said, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead, when he got rid of a whole bunch of legislation. The other one was Ronald Reagan.
Well, precisely. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what the Democrat Party leader are afraid of, Captain. They are afraid. It's like Lindbergh flying the Atlantic. What Donald Trump was able to accomplish, it showed that it could be done. No longer was this barrier, or the sound barrier had been broken, or these kinds of things. Then a lot of people start doing that, and it becomes normal. What the Democrat Party leader are afraid of is that people will see that Trumpism works.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more right after these messages. Don't go anywhere.
More with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch right after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News.
The United States has banned all Russian oil imports. Oil from Russia accounts for roughly 3% of the U.S. crude oil imports and about 1% of total crude oil processed by U.S. refineries. That's according to the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers Trade Association. Russian leaders have said oil per barrel will jump to $300 if the United States ends its purchases.
Russian oil will no longer be acceptable at U.S. ports, and the American people will deal another powerful blow to Putin's war machine.
The United States has banned all imports of oil, natural gas, and coal from Russia. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A jury has been selected for the trial of four men who prosecutors say plotted to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer over her COVID-19 restrictions. Defense attorneys say they'll argue entrapment by the FBI. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota, who showed up for lunch yesterday at Mission Barbecue. And a special shout out to the gang that was there yesterday. We had a good time, had a lot of conversations going on there at the table, and Commander Bill was there with his information about the people in Afghanistan that they're still trying to get out, and that's always interesting. And you can find out more about him by going over to our Facebook page, and you'll see the link there, and you'll see some of the articles about what it is they're doing. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. As most of you already know, Relief Factor is part of my daily regimen. It's something that I've been taking for well over 7 years, and I take it every day to start my day. The reason I do that is because it helps my body reduce the inflammation that I have in my left foot, ankle, and leg, and it also stops the pain before it gets started. Now, if I do have some discomfort or some aches or some pain, I take a second pack, and boom, voila, it's done, over with, finished. Because the all-natural ingredients in Relief Factor, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, goes right straight to the source of the pain and gets rid of it. Now, it's 100% drug-free. Love that part of it. Trust me, love that part of it. And it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. So, give it a try. It only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You get it by going to the website I was given, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. 1995 starts the 3-week quick start, and I'm sure it can help you if you're having prolonged pain or discomfort of any type. That'll help you. ReliefFactor.com/Captain. Because after all you have to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics out there in California. Well, President Zelensky was met with a standing ovation as they did a video conference between the Ukrainian parliament and himself after a very powerful speech. And it's good to see that he's got the support of the country and the support of the people, because they're all in the same boat.
They are. And, you know, Captain, they're not going to go gentle into that good night. They have made that absolutely 100% clear. And President Zelensky, obviously, is an example of bravery and pride. You know, Captain, he could have fled the country. He would have had opportunity to do that. He could have set up a, quote, government in exile.
Still can.
Well, exactly. And he could have done a number of things like that, which would have, you know, essentially guaranteed his safety. But right now, he's number one on Vladimir Putin's kill list. I hate to make that sound so graphic, but that's the way that it is. Zelensky knows this. And yet, he is providing this example, leading the people. You know, what can you say about such a man, but also such a people as the Ukrainian people, who are every bit, in my opinion, as brave. People are put in this position, and they are absolutely, doing whatever they can. It's amazing to watch.
The two female progressive socialist communists on the squad, Ilhan Omar and Makada Tlaib, have warned President Joe Biden, and the country, I might add, because they made it public, against arming the Ukrainians who are fighting Vladimir Putin.
Well, that's right. Ilhan Omar actually tweeted out. She said the consequences of flooding Ukraine with $1 billion in American weapons, likely not just limited to military-specific equipment, but also including small arms and ammo, are unpredictable and likely disastrous. Can you imagine that, Captain? She believes it'll go to paramilitary groups without accountability. But at this point, Captain, I thought the whole point was to try to help the good guys win.
How about if we just take her and her buddy Omar and stick them in the middle of the square somewhere over there in one of those cities and say, okay, take your chances?
Well, how about just tell them to go over and talk to Vladimir Putin in Red Square and then tweet at Vladimir Putin or something. And you know, it's so terrible, Captain, how they constantly believe that somehow every step that we take as American and for our country is somehow wrong, bad. They have to constantly be contrary to that. And I think we know why, because they have a whole different sort of mindset about government, about society, about freedom, about
they're
all
communists.
Things. Yeah. And
if there ever was a definition of communism, the two of them are.
No kidding, but they're definitely, you know, this is all hands on deck, and to say what Omar said in a tweet, I think is uninformed and ridiculous.
Now, lawmakers yesterday jumped all over Joe Biden and told him to back the deal to send the planes from Poland to the Ukraine by way of, it looks like, Germany. They are, in fact, doing that. Poland is apparently going to get rid of all of their Russian MiG-29s and trade them for brand-new, shiny U.S. aircraft. That's the deal, from what I understand. So they're flying this aircraft over to Germany to get it ready from Poland and take the markings off it and make them Ukraine aircraft.
Right. The only rub here is that the U.S. was kind of caught off guard with the Poles' insistence that these MiGs go to Ramstein first and then go to Ukraine, because it's the notion of who's going to be in control of these planes
last.
The last.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that is something that is a little bit of concern, only given not that they shouldn't get the planes or anything like that, but only of concern because Vladimir Putin will look for any pretext he can use to say the United States has directly participated, or I think he might even just simply say Poland is a NATO state, has already directly participated in fighting back against the wonderful Russian army advancing on the Ukraine to denazify it, or this kind of ridiculous nonsense. And he will use that as a pretext to at the very least, threaten to expand the war even further.
And remember what happens if you attack one of the NATO nations, you attack them all, and you'll have the wrath of the entire European and NATO community after you immediately.
Well, of course, and Vladimir Putin knows that. But also, Captain, there's this notion of the old-style Soviet playbook, but it's probably not too far off from Vladimir Putin's playbook. In the anticipated use of limited, quote-unquote, nuclear weaponry in order to achieve their goals, or as a real threat that they might make, and be very serious about that threat. So all of this has to be navigated, and that's where a lot of that skill has to come in, obviously.
Now, military planners and weapons experts and weapons procurers always look at the last or most recent conflict that's gone on to see where they can take advantage of some of the things that are going on. And we have a lot of what's going on right now between Ukraine and Russia is similar to what took place in World War II, as well as Korea, as well as Vietnam, where we have a lot of urban warfare going on, which is how this is going to be fought. If they decide to go in and take anybody out of these cities, you're going to have to go in there and go house to house, door to door. And right now, I know that the U.S. is investing in new weapons capabilities following Russia's invasion of the Ukraine, and the Pentagon is watching everything they're doing to figure out a way that they can counter what they're doing when and if that time comes.
Well, of course, because now we have a real-world scenario playing out in real time. And whether or not the Russian army has some antiquated weaponry, material, and so forth, is not necessarily going to keep us from being able to see and figure out different new ways, or looking to see what kind of technology is going to be most effective. But make no mistake, we have it, we will develop it, and it will parry, not just parry Putin, but hopefully send him back, you know, back to Russia with one big blow at some point. Who knows?
Yeah, and make no mistake about it, as they watch and they see what's going on, and I've got military planners from CENTCOM that are sitting over there right now, perhaps even listening to what I'm saying and how I'm saying it, but they definitely are right there across the bay from me, not very far away. And they definitely watch all of this, and they come up with contingency plans, and it's amazing how they do it. But that's how we learn about our adversaries.
Well, of course. And Putin obviously would have a similar kind of an operation going on. But let me just say this. It would be nothing compared to what the American operation is like. We're seeing, Captain, his army. Yes, we know he's got, almost all of it, it seems like, in Ukraine.
95%.
Yeah, and they're not doing well, comparatively speaking.
Yeah, these are younger people that haven't been around that much, and they're trying to break them in, and they're giving them this little war that was supposed to take 2 or 3 days. All right, hold on, Kyle, folks. We'll be right back with more. I'm going to let Jeff take us to break.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
OJ's for the love of money. Money, money, money. How about it, Kyle?
I love it. Yeah, that's back from 1963.
Yeah.
Pardon me, 73, I should
say. Yeah. That, I'll tell you what, I remember when that group came up with that song. You know, it was kind of hard not to just start bebopping along there because it's got a beat. That bass guitar will just drive you nuts.
Oh, yeah, it's an absolute classic.
All right, here we go. I'm going to read this and give it to you. Isolated severe thunderstorms are possible today along the northern Gulf of coast tonight into Wednesday morning and from the Florida Panhandle into the Carolinas on Wednesday during the day. Gusty winds in the South Plains will also produce elevated to critical fire wet threats. However, that's not going to be the problem because unseasonably cold temperatures right behind it following I-70. You ready for this? Are you guys on I-70? All the way across into Missouri right now, Columbia, Missouri, you got snow coming out of the mile-high city of Denver. So it's going to be interesting in the middle part of the country. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We are seeing a lot of snow and a lot of winter weather advisories covering most of the West tonight, especially up in the northern part, especially Montana tonight. Wind chill advisory going on up there for Missoula, Helena, Bozeman, and also Billings has a winter weather advisory. Most of the state of Wyoming, winter storm warning in Cheyenne and the Laramie area coming across I-80, so be careful there. You mentioned Denver as well. We've also got some active snow out there right now for our friends in Cheyenne. They've definitely got a lot of snow where I-80 and I-25 meet. Also, our friends, Captain, at the Flying J in Salt Lake City, they got snow all around them tonight, and that's going to also extend up towards Logan coming up Interstate 15. Idaho Falls, Pocatello, also looking at snow right now. And then also, I believe, along I-84, Oregon, I believe we've got snow coming across and sleet coming across the road there. But also Portland, Oregon, also reading a lot of rain right now. As a matter of fact, and then also, Captain, we do have a freeze warning up in Northern California. This is going to be in the Willits and Clear Lake and Ukiah area tonight. And then we also have a freeze warning near Coos Bay, Oregon, right there on the coast. It's going to be west of the Interstate 5 freeway, so I'm wondering if Richard the Marine might be feeling some of that cold weather tonight as well. Big wind advisory covering most of southern Nevada, down through Kingman, Arizona, down to Mexicali, as a matter of fact, and then on into parts of the Inland Empire, high desert of Southern California tonight.
All right, we start with the southwest corner of South Dakota. We got some snow there. Then we move on down into the western part of Nebraska, coming out of Wyoming and coming out of Colorado. Right there, I-76 for I-80 Junction. We've got a winter storm warning right there. It's coming down pretty good over that away. North Platte all the way east. About halfway across Nebraska right now, up on I-80, you've got snow. But then the snow stays down below on I-70, coming out of Denver, going straight east all the way to Columbia, Missouri right now. We have snow. It's a general snow. It's going to continue to move across, it looks like, and we'll keep our eyes on it. But if you're traveling across, you're going to have 1 to 2 to 3 inches of snow, just enough to make life miserable. And then the panhandle of Oklahoma, from Amarillo, Texas east, you might have a little interesting weather there. Down towards Lubbock, might have some there, too. Just be advised. And, of course, up into the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, we do have some really cold temperatures up there, up on the lakes. And be advised that there is a bitter cold wind chill factor going on up there. So get your fuel right before you go up into the upper peninsula of Michigan. Now, we do have some rain tonight from the Pennsylvania, New York line up to Buffalo, over to Syracuse, on up again to the St. Lawrence Seaway, and then down below in the central part of upstate New York, where you have got some of the people would call them mountains anywhere else, Kyle, but they're hills, 1,500 to 1,700, 1,800 feet high in the air. That would be a mountain almost anywhere. But in upstate New York, they're called a hill. You got snow there coming across the thruway east of Syracuse over to Albany, as well as up into the Adirondacks and down below into the Catskills, central part of the Catskills, and then you'll be out of it. And then we do have, coming on down the line, we do have some windy conditions along the ocean from the Chesapeake Bay opening on down to, well, all the way down to Brunswick, Georgia. So there you go. Be advised of that. Now, fog again tonight. We had it last night, and it's there again coming on shore between the Big Bend area of Florida, all the way across over towards Pensacola. Now, we do have, just west of Pensacola in Mobile, Alabama, we do have severe thunderstorm watches and warnings and some flood alerts in there. There's a system I've been watching here for a while that's been slowly moving across, and that's the weather system that we just told you about a couple minutes ago that's going to find its way going up the East Coast tomorrow and probably most of tomorrow afternoon and evening as well. So be advised of that. But that's what we got. That's what we're looking at. And Kyle, tell them about the Pilot and Flying J and why they want to go there.
Well, Captain, first off, the Pilot and Flying J's, they're the largest operator of travel centers in North America. They've got some 750 locations, actually more than that, in 44 states and in six Canadian provinces. So when you stop into a Pilot or Flying J, you know that it is absolutely backed by all kinds of great people who have one thing in mind, and that's to make sure that you have what you need when you come in off the road and have what you need when you take off to go back down the road. So definitely check them out. Go to pilotflyingj.com. You can use their locations function to find the Pilot or Flying J nearest you. And then when you do come in, be sure to join the Drivers Club if you haven't already, and make sure that you're going to start earning points on everything that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J. You can build up those points, use them on all kinds of great stuff, and then also download the My Rewards Plus app, where you're going to track your points and you're going to be able to get other great offers as well. Also, check out their food card, and when you stop in, Captain, and I know everybody just sometimes they're out on the road and they just want something good to eat. They're going to have something great to eat when you get to the Pilot or Flying J. They're also going to have great coffee or anything else that you're looking for when you come in off the road. So check them out, pilotflyingj.com.
Well, it depends on where you're going. If it's one of the sit-down restaurants, you betcha. If it's one of the Denny's, no problem about it, because I've been in them and the food is good. All right, Kyle, hang on. Folks are coming back with more. Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two, right around the corner here. And we're going to go to break, and then we'll be right back with more for your listening pleasure and a lot more information as to what's going on in the world in which we live.
This is Kyle Warner. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.